Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
Sans Pants Radio, Australia's most American podcast network.
These are the tales of the skeleton warriors.
Hey, what's Pac-Man, everybody? Welcome to the Cynical Cartoons podcast, where today I watch Skeleton Warriors from 1994 with Reed Ashley. Reed uses he, him pronouns. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at StopTweetingMia. Thank you for listening to Cynical Cartoons podcast for another week. And as always, I'm your host, Mia Marchant. My pronouns are she, her, and I'm here if you need to talk. Oh my god. Reed,
Skeleton Warriors.
We did something really exciting today.
We
watched Skeleton Warriors. That's pretty exciting.
Yeah, no, that's it. No, that's all we did today.
We both started the process today of legally name
changing
and gender
our name and marker. Yeah.
Exciting.
We do everything as a couple.
Is there anything else to say about
it's
that
absurd.
Or is that the
Wait,
whole thing?
Wait, hold on. We started our hormones together.
Yeah, one day apart.
We're going to go get our name legally changed together.
Which I, again, signed up one day before you did. Because I do something and then the next day you copy me like a fucking...
It's because I'm a coward and I don't have the initiative to do anything.
No, that's true. When are you going to start your Saturday morning cartoon podcast?
Here's the thing. Okay. Here's the thing. I feel like you sign up for something and then you get scared and then you cry while we're at the lawyer place, or you tell me repeatedly that you're gonna cry.
Yeah, I didn't cry.
But you thought about it.
I didn't cry then. No, I didn't cry today at all, actually.
I know, but you thought about it.
Yeah, no, I was going to cry and I didn't cry.
I'm proud of you.
Yeah.
But would you have cried if I wasn't there? That's the real question.
Well, yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Oh, I remember what part you're talking about now, because there were several parts today where I almost had a panic attack and cried.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
I would have left if you weren't there, honestly.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
If I didn't have somebody there to support me in that situation, I would have fucking bailed.
That's what I'm saying, is you give me the confidence to step up and be a human because I have to take care of you, and then I can be a person. It's great. It's a great dynamic. It sounds totally healthy.
It's not at all. We're both half a person.
Yeah.
It's not good.
Yeah, well, together, our one brain cell combined.
Well, let's talk about Skeleton Warriors.
Oh, my God.
What
is there to say?
A cartoon. That's all there is to say about Skeleton Warriors. Thanks, guys, for listening to the podcast.
Yeah,
follow
it.
Me on Twitter,
that's
at StopTweetingMia.
Skeleton Warriors.
Don't forget to rate and review.
The theme song, incredible. That's
it's
all
pretty
you need
good.
To know. Listen to the theme song.
It's pretty good. This is a cartoon from 1994, so this show is 25 years old. Same as me.
Oh, you're this old.
This show came out the year that I
almost
was...
said, oh my god, that's an old-ass show.
The year that I came
that
out.
You're...
Of the pussy.
Ew, gross.
What?
Gross, I know your mom. I don't like this.
Yeah, I know my mom, too. She's what? Great. Anyway, Skeleton Warriors. Reed, did you have any experience with this show or with skeletons? Let's start there. What is your experience with skeletons, besides the fact that you have one?
Well, yeah, that's about it.
Really?
Yeah, we had this...
You've never had any run-ins with skeletons or anything like that?
Every year, we had this like really, really, really terrible rubber skeleton that we used to hang up for Halloween.
So Skeleton Warriors. 1994, this shit starts off with some real like CGI talking skeleton head. That's some real early days for some CG animation in like a Saturday morning cartoon.
Yeah, and you can tell.
Yeah. Yeah, you can for sure tell. This was the same year as Reboot started, I think.
Oh, Jesus.
And so not as ambitious as Reboot, but certainly they were messing around with some multi-format shit here.
I will say a lot of their CGI stuff was like, yeah, we're going to use this every episode. We're going to make a single model.
Yes, yes.
And just recycle it because it was probably expensive.
It's kind of like those like weird direct-to-video Frozen and Smallfoot ripoffs and things like that.
Stop it.
where you just watch...
A Frozen Christmas 3?
Like a monster with a big floppy tongue reusing the same animation ad infinitum.
Yeah. They ripped it. They ripped it straight from fucking Second Life.
So Skeleton Warriors is really weird. Because the thing about Skeleton Warriors, like we were saying, it's not based on anything. It's not based on a comic book. It's not based on a video game. It's not based on a toy line, even though all of those things did come about eventually.
Yeah.
Because I guess this was a juggernaut.
What? Really?
Yeah.
No, I thought
it got 13 episodes. No, you're 13 right.
Episodes.
You're right. You're
the
right.
Magic number.
Idiot. Yeah.
I feel like they need to stop making
half
13
a season.
Episodes. Yeah. Well, that's what happens.
Yeah.
Like Turbo Teen only had 13 episodes.
They didn't get the back nine.
The Amazing Cube only had 13 episodes. It's a curse. If you make 13 episodes in one go, you get canceled.
That's not how it works. They get picked up for 13 and then they're hoping to get the back nine. And they don't get it.
No, it's a curse. Don't make 13 episodes of anything, kids. You heard it from me.
But the weird thing about this show is that the Skeleton Warriors, the titular eponymous Skeleton Warriors, are not the main characters in the Skeleton Warriors
TV
show.
No, they're the fucking bad guys.
Yeah.
It's so confusing because, like, you listen to the theme song and it's like, Skeleton Warriors, and then there are motherfuckers on, like, jets, like, fighting skeletons, but then they still sort of look fantasy-esque, like She-Ra shit.
Yeah, everything is very bone-based. Like, one of our heroes is sort of a skeleton, like
but
quasi-skeleton,
it is
pseudo-skeleton.
Yeah, it is such absolutely, like, a He-Man, She-Ra ripoff. Like
yeah, 150%. Yeah, for sure. It's that, and it's a lot of Star Wars. Like, in the first episode of the show, literally, one of the first things you see is, like, these two motherfuckers fighting with lightsabers.
Oh, my God, no. My favorite
thing. What is
this? My favorite thing is, before you even see them, you just hear them fighting, and they're already talking about their daddy issues.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They're already getting into deep backstory
they're
stuff.
Like,
they're like, I don't fucking need to know this.
They're like, you'll never... Fucking what? You'll never
defeat me, Justin.
No.
No, you won't defeat me, Josh, because those are our names in this fantasy story. Justin and Josh and Jennifer.
And Jennifer. Like,
fucking.
Yes, the most fantasy names. Josh. Hi, I'm Josh.
Well, and that's
from,
the thing.
Wait, it goes from Josh to Grimdark.
That's the thing, is that they're named Josh and Justin and Jennifer, so they're like, your name's going to be
Talon,
and your name is going to be Prince Lightstar,
yeah.
And your name is going to be Dipshit, because you fucked everything up. And he's like, yeah, I know, I'm an idiot.
I'm the youngest, and I'll never live up to my father.
Oh my God. So within the first 4 minutes of this motherfucker, we are getting into it.
Yeah. They were like, oh my God, we have to set up the whole series in one fucking 20-minute episode. Let's go.
In the first 5 minutes, because the rest of it is all fighting.
That's fair.
Like, they set it up so quickly that, like, Josh wants power. Their dad just died.
Yeah.
They're all royalty.
Justin's the oldest.
Justin, is the next in line for the throne. Yeah.
Justin, can we address the fact there was a part in the episode where Justin took off his robe and he was fucking jacked?
Yeah, well, of course he was. They wanted to make a toy line.
Yeah, but he was like standing next to Jennifer and he's like, give me my robe, sister. And he like takes it off and he's all like sexy and he like turns around in his little panties and he like puts on a new jacket.
Yeah, you know how you're always disrobing in front of your siblings?
Yes, I love to get naked and show my sister my fucking jacked body. Yeah, that's normal.
Well,
also,
you're not
Josh
Justin.
Is a pussy. He's a coward.
In what way?
A pussy. He just cries about his dad all the time. What a baby.
Well, okay, I think men should be allowed to show their feelings, Reed, but if you don't, that's...
No.
You know, toxic masculinity, I think, is just a really pervasive problem in 90s and 80s animation. And the fact that the main character can cry about how much he misses his dad is okay.
Uh-huh.
You know?
I don't think he misses his dad. I think he...
Wants to be his dad,
but
he wants
also
to fuck his mom, be his dad. So Josh wants to usurp and take power, and so he's working with another guy. What's his fucking name?
Baron.
Baron.
Yeah.
Baron von Skeleton. And it's together, so they're creating a super weapon that's going to destroy the entire kingdom somehow. And Josh is like, cool. That sounds pretty good to me.
Yeah, it's like they had to... No. Here's what it is. Baron had to disable the light crystal in order to weaken Justin so that they could dethrone him and Josh could take the crystal and become powerful.
Right.
But Josh is like, oh, if you do that, then the city will be weak. And Baron is like, no, it's okay. Have faith in me. And then he breaks the fucking crystal in half and is like, fuck you, I'm a skeleton now.
Yeah. This motherfucker is more excited to be a skeleton than anybody's ever been excited to be anything
that's
in their entire life.
Everyone in this entire show,
love being skeletons.
As soon as they get turned into a skeleton, they're like hype as fuck. They're like, yes, this is everything I've ever dreamed of. I don't need a penis. But somehow I still have boobs.
Yeah, well, because Baron von Skeleton has the ability to turn other people into indestructible skeletons, as he says.
Yes.
They don't seem any more powerful than normal human beings.
If they get killed, though, they can just reassemble
They can
themselves.
Reassemble, yeah. But they seem to fall apart so easily.
Yeah, that's fair.
And it's like, literally, his entire payment structure is like, if you work for me, I'll turn you into a skeleton. Everybody's like, oh, cool. I love being skeletons.
Oh, sick, bro.
I've always wanted to be a skeleton. And like, literally, there's a guy in the second episode that we watched who like betrays the entire kingdom to work with Baron von Skeleton and dethrone the new king, Prince Lightyear, whatever the fuck his name is. and then he's like, wait, what are you gonna pay me? I didn't ask you how much you're gonna pay me.
That's not true. He said, I want crystals, I guess. Talked about it.
but he talks about it after he's already done the job. He goes to Baron von Skeleton and he's like, hey, I did all this stuff for you. We talked about this.
The crystals. And
he's
Baron's like,
no, I'll turn you into a skeleton instead.
And then he's like, yes, this is everything I've ever wanted.
I just imagine like somebody going up to Baron von Skeleton and being like, hey man, so do you want to like Venmo me $10 for the pizza I just got you? Or he's like, no, I'll turn you into a skeleton instead. He's like, I kind of just want the $10.
Mia, they only can turn into a skeleton if they're already evil at heart.
Uh-huh.
We've addressed this. Episode 2.
Which says a lot for Grimdark McShithead over there who got turned into a skeleton.
He was half of a skeleton. He just looked a little shitty. He is battling the darkness inside of him. So he looks just like a little shitty.
Yeah.
I loved how Justin, like the walls went down and like shit started going to haywire. And also like there were cars like driving into each other and shit. And like just people like dying spontaneously everywhere. And Justin just whips around and goes, Baron. And it's like, if you mistrusted this motherfucker so much.
Right.
Why did he have access
to everything?
Literally,
he's a real Jafar archetype. Like he is the second in command of their father, I'm guessing. But
just so funny to be like, Baron.
Yeah, the whole thing that's so wild is that they immediately trust Josh again. They immediately fucking take him back into the fold of their kingdom. And it's like all of the people there trust him. His brother and his sister trust him. His uncle.
That's not true. The second episode is about how they don't trust him.
Right, because he looks like a skeleton. It has nothing to do with the fact that he betrayed the entire kingdom and he fucking set off a nuke that killed 30,000 people. It has nothing to do with that.
Yeah, there are like 8 people left.
He created the skeleton men. He created this fucking scourge of skeletons that come into the town every week and slaughter people. And then he fights them and he's like, I'm your hero. It's like, well, guess what, stupid? It's your fault.
Yeah. I also loved, there was a shot of Josh like looking very like lovingly upon a beautiful painting of his dad. And it was the most majestic painting I've ever seen. And he was like laying out like paint me like one of your French girls and like the He-Man like undies. And it was very powerful. Also, all of the female characters have giant bazongas.
Oh, yeah.
Their titties are huge.
Oh, yeah. Even when they're made of bones,
she has like one of the evil characters, because there's one female good character and one female evil character, and they're basically the same. The female evil character has these giant, like, Viking-esque boob plates that are like a bright blue.
Uh-huh.
Over her titties, and then she gets turned into a skeleton, and everything is a skeleton except for her giant blue toddies.
Imagine her like taking off the breastplates and she just has like normal fleshy human boobs. Baron Von Skeleton is like, I left those for you.
This makes me deeply uncomfortable. Well, what would they be attached to?
Bone.
Okay, but like, anyway, I can't think about this. I'm picturing this way too vividly.
You can't imagine. Okay, imagine disembodied boobs not attached to a human being.
Okay.
Now put those on a skeleton.
Right, but
it's
like,
not that hard.
But they're heavy.
You make.
How does the gravity of those
work? Stop motion model shit for a living.
But where does the skin?
Why don't you ask the creator of Skeleton Warriors, Reed? Why are you asking me?
I also like imagining she takes off the boob and they're just hollow, and she just has them for show. There's just nothing under there.
Yeah, I mean, that character really was,
exists to be a female character.
Yeah, there's nothing. Well, yeah, she exists because Jennifer, aka Talon, needs somebody to fight every episode.
Yeah.
And we saw in episodes 1 and 2 that Jennifer never fights anybody else, even though she has flying abilities and could just like fly these skeleton motherfuckers up to space and throw them into the wind. Like, all she does is fight the skeleton.
Yeah, but she's not
girl.
Very good at flying, to be fair. She literally talks about the entire time.
Yeah,
like 90% of her lines are like, flying is hard.
Yeah, that's
they're
that's
either
fair.
Flying
no,
is
it.
Hard or take this and that's it. Or I love you, Justin and or Josh. Yes.
Yeah, the thing that was really baffling to me about the lady villain was that she seems in her human form to be like very arch and to care a lot about like fashion and looking like evil and villainous and sexy. Yeah. And then when she's turned into a skeleton, she's like, cool.
So, okay, I need to talk about Baron's aesthetic. We just really need to break down like the fashion choices of this show. They're very skeletal themed, which seems ironic considering like also the heroes' outfits seem very skeletal.
Yeah, the heroes'
and skeleton
outfits literally have like skeletons on the front of them and fucking crossbones all over them. You would think that they would change their design once their main arch nemesis becomes a skeleton man.
I like to imagine that their trophies from years past, and this is just a pervasive problem in this society, is that evil people just keep getting turned into skeletons. So these are old relics from years past.
Yeah,
trophies of their conquests.
It really does seem like it's very specific rules where they're like, oh, you can only turn evil people into skeletons when you use your evil powers. It makes their outside reflect what's inside.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, why does it always turn them into skeletons? Like, skeletons are not inherently the nastiest thing that somebody could be. I would think like a gloopy.
No, it's skeletons.
Mutant monster.
I'm sorry.
Okay.
I hate to break it to you.
All right.
It's bones and skulls and shit.
Why not a good skeleton?
Nope. They don't exist.
There are no noble skeletons? Come on.
No, but I do need to talk about Baron's whole aesthetic.
Oh, yeah,
specifically
talk
Baron's.
About it. Hit it.
Because he has, number one, he had a goatee before. He transforms into a skeleton, and his goatee is now made of bones.
It's a bone tee.
He just, yeah.
Oh, you like that? Good. Yeah. Okay, great.
And then he also has a bonesty, which is his bone ponesty on top of his head, which is another smaller skull that rests on top of his head.
It would be like it would be like if I had a ponytail that was a picture of my face being like, wah!
But really small.
Yeah.
And then he has like a lot of like skulls as his armor, like as his like accessories, and I want to know where he got those from. Why does he have so many tiny skulls? Where did they come from?
I don't have the answers for you.
Okay, I need them.
I don't know what the answer is.
Okay.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.
This show is full of just like weird cuts, weird zooms. There was one that you laughed so hard you farted. There was one where there's a rule in filmmaking that's like the 15 degree rule, where like you're not supposed to cut from a shot to another shot that's extremely similar to it because it's just jarring for the audience to see.
To be fair, that happens a lot in shitty animated shows.
Yeah, no,
because they're like, oh God, we wanted to change the background. Well, we won't move the characters. Yeah, we'll just change the background.
Right, that's right. In this one, there was one where it moves like probably 10 degrees. And you're like, why did they just make that really unnecessary cut that was so jarring? And then suddenly the camera starts moving. You're like, oh my God, okay. They had a budget for this shot and this shot alone. And the rest of this episode just looks like fucking garbage.
I also, okay, all of the sound editing in this show is the funniest fucking thing. Okay, anytime a character goes, no, you just take a shot. Drinking game. Every time a character, a shot of water. Neither of us drink.
3 years.
Yeah, take a shot of grape crush soda. Every time a character goes, no, because there were so fucking many. Also, as soon as Josh gets turned into a half skeleton, he just sounds like this.
Oh, I know.
The rest of the time.
The entire time.
Is this ASMR?
He just talks like this. And he's like saying like really moody, like lofty things.
Yeah.
But he's like saying it so quietly in the background and the music comes in like doo 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 doo. And I know my father. My father didn't ever love me. And you're like, I can't fucking hear what you're trying to say, Josh, the half-skeleton man.
Josh.
There was one part where his sister Jennifer is like, wait a minute, you mean I can really fly? And I have the power to terrify small children and animals.
Yeah.
I'm like, shut the fuck up, Josh.
It's like,
you're a fucking skeleton. Jennifer. Everybody else is stoked to be a skeleton.
Yeah, but he's not a skeleton or a human. He's just a little bitch.
He's just a half-skelly.
He's just a bitch.
Oh, half scale.
But it's like Jennifer can fly.
No, that's true. The other brother has like a power ring.
Justin can like blast shit, I guess. And Josh is like, I'm ugly.
Well, he learns later on that he can slink through the shadows.
Yeah, but it's still really funny that he's like, I'm ugly.
Yeah,
I'm
sad. Yeah, and it's like, you fucking deserve a job. So like, the thing is that the socioeconomics in this show are just really fucked up. They are the children of a ruler.
Yeah.
Who obviously didn't do a good job because his second in command was Baron von Skeleton.
Fair.
He's a fucking skeleton man who wanted to destroy the entire kingdom.
Okay,
and he's like,
wasn't
yeah, you're
a skeleton
my
until
command.
Later.
Okay, well, it was a man who wanted to destroy the entire kingdom, become a skeleton.
Fair.
So bad news. His kids, one of them was okay with the destruction of the kingdom. I don't know. I mean,
as long as it was for the people.
So the fact that that title gets pushed onto these kids and that one of them is the ruler, like there's nothing necessarily wrong with Justin, right? Like he doesn't
just
really
kind
do
of
anything
a dick.
Shitty. Yeah, he's just kind of an idiot. He's an alpha male. He's the alphaest alpha you're going to ever
meet. He's definitely a Chad, for sure.
Yeah.
He's a Chad.
But the
Josh
only
is
woman
an incel.
For him to hit on is his sister, Jennifer. Because there was like sexual tension between her and
Josh.
It was between her and Josh.
It was definitely Josh.
It was very strange.
It was very uncomfortable.
It's not good.
No.
But the main thing being that like these kids are still ruling the kingdom, even though Josh is like the worst fucking human being imaginable.
How old do you think they were? They're like ripped, but I feel like they're 13.
In their 40s.
To like
That's what I think. Yeah, I think that they're just like way too logic. Old. They're like, 13. I can fly. This is so much fun. You're like, yeah, Jennifer, you're 38. Why don't you fucking go take care of your kids? You get picked up from daycare.
Okay, all of the fights were the most anticlimactic bullshit I have ever seen. Because it was all like, I'm going to get you. And then Baron like threw several balls at Josh's feet. And then there's like a solid 3-second shot of just the ball sitting unexploded at his feet. And then they like blow up. And Josh is like, ah. And
yeah.
That's it.
I feel like every single fight in this entire show... In the middle of the fight, Baron Von Skeleton and his crew are winning. The Skeleton Warriors are winning the fight. And then Josh disappears into the shadows with his siblings. Mm-hmm. And then he reappears, disassembles Baron, pulls him apart like a fucking Jenga tower. He falls apart and then he's like, ah, and they're like, we did it. We saved the day, but the evil is still a threat.
I specifically meant the way it's edited and the sound.
Oh, that's not good.
All of the sound is like layered so poorly, it's like comical. Like when the villagers are supposed to be like booing or when they're like arguing and like Justin interrupts them and is like, stop arguing, we're wasting time. And then it like cuts to the villagers and they're like three people layered over each other going, rubba, 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 rubba. And they just sound like the guy off Chowder. It's really incredible.
Schnitzel.
Yeah, Schnitzel.
Schnitzel. It's just a bunch of schnitzels in the crowd.
Yeah. And like three of them have lines. And then they're like, yeah, let's do it. Cool. Yeah, sick. And that's all of the sound editing and voice acting in the entire show. I was like, cool. Also, oh my God, the skeleton noises. It sounds like someone had chopsticks and just clanked them together and went tink, 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 tink. This is great. God. Let's do this. This is fine. We have no Foley budget.
Yeah. The skeleton logic in this show is off the hook. There was one point, the guy who betrayed the entire town and got turned into a skeleton was really stoked about it. Mm-hmm. There was one part that you really, really loved where he's like talking to a human in a cage and the guy's like, please let me out. Don't you have any empathy? He's like, shut up, human. And it's like literally 10 seconds after he was turned from a human into a bone man.
Yeah.
And he's already like, filthy human.
It's like you've been skeleton for 2 seconds. Yeah. You're like, fuck you, humans.
And he was just like, hey, can I have like some doubloons or something? And Skeletor is like, oh, you're a skeleton now. And now he's like
sick,
a skeleton
bro.
Supremacist.
Hashtag Skelly for life. Skeleton or die.
He's really doing it.
He's doing it.
My favorite part was definitely the skeleton dog.
Oh,
that
yeah.
was insane. There was like skeleton, Baron Von Skeleton finds this rabid dog in the streets.
Uh-huh.
He's like, I know what to do. The one thing that I do with everybody that I encounter, I'll turn it into a skeleton.
And then it turned into a lizard. I swear
yeah,
to fucking
God.
Yeah,
it did. It became very reptilian.
Yeah.
I just thought it was really funny because I thought this rabid dog was going to attack them and steal their bones and run off with them. I was like, that'd be really funny if this dog, like at the end of the episode, like they died and their bones is disassembled and he like picks up Skeleton Man's dick and just runs away. I guess there's not a bone there, but...
No, there's no dick. They don't have dicks.
Well, he probably does because they have bone boobs.
My favorite part was there's this part where... Justin is talking about how it's just the three of us. That's his line. He's talking to his uncle and he's like, how are we going to defeat them? They have a whole army and it's just the three of us. And the uncle's like, the four of us, nephew. I just imagine Justin going, oh, right, Jennifer, she's a person.
No, that's good.
Funny sexism that wasn't actually in the show that I projected upon the show because it's incredibly sexist.
I mean, the show itself doesn't have those issues super inherent in what we saw.
No, but there were only two female characters.
Yeah, and they're
and
just made to fight each other. Their boobs are huge. But that's the thing is that something can be... There can be ladies with big boobs and still be empowering.
Okay.
Are you saying that women with big boobs aren't empowering, Reed? It seems a little problematic. Let's do something we like to do on the show sometimes called the Licensed Animated Adventures.
If you could cartoonify one little bit of your life, what little bit would that be?
So usually in this segment, we pitch a children's animated series based off of a pre-existing movie property.
Okay.
I think it'd be fun. What spooky monster do you think would make the best kids cartoon as like a fun, lovable I think the Babadook would be fun.
Oh my God, that's cute.
Yeah, yeah. It'd just be fun in the way that, like, he shows up. You can't get rid of him. He's your best friend.
Oh my God.
And you go on adventures together.
And you feed him worms.
And you feed him worms.
What a beautiful, loving relationship with the Babadook.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen enough. I'm trying to think of more horror movies I've seen.
Right.
Us? You just have a clone?
Well, I just meant like generic, like scary monsters. Like this is based on skeletons. Skeletons are not necessarily.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
A horror movie.
I see what
thing.
You're saying.
Yeah. Like Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Hyde, but they're both nice.
But doesn't that defeat?
No, they're just purpose? Both different kinds of nice. One of them is like nice and kind of laid back and cool, and the other one is like nice and fun.
Okay. The Mummy, like the Brendan Fraser movie.
Yeah, right.
Okay.
Right,
okay. What's the guy who plays this fucking Scorpion King or whatever the fuck?
Dwayne Johnson.
Yeah. No, that's not Dwayne Johnson. No. No.
Dwayne Johnson's in that movie.
Okay, but he's definitely not
the Scorpion
King.
Okay, I've never seen
King.
That movie.
I've seen it 5,000 times. My mom thought Brendan Fraser was the hottest man on earth. Anyway, so it's the Scorpion King.
I've never seen this movie, so I don't even know what the fuck.
Oh my God.
It's fine. It's fine. It's fine.
I cannot believe. I want an animated
Warriors.
Brendan Fraser.
Okay. That's fine.
No, I want him to exist.
Skeleton Warriors. Rated out of 10 skeletons. What do you think?
How many skeletons are there? Like 8.
8 out of 10.
8 out of 8 skeletons.
You give this show a B.
8 bones out of 10 bones.
80%.
80 bones.
Yep. 80 bones out of 10?
80 bones out of 10.
How many bones?
Just one. You only need one bone.
80?
Wink.
Okay.
I'm going to move out now.
Yeah, I'm not going to let you plug your Twitter on this. Anyway.
You can follow my Twitter, Shovel Ashley. But I also tweet sometimes on Read Ashley Art.
And you worked on Robot Chicken Season 10.
I worked on Robot Chicken
Season
10.
Everybody check it out. If you like those backdrops, if you like those bushes in the background, you can be like, I know who put those there.
Mm-hmm. Some of them I made. I made most of the bushes, actually.
You were fabricating on Robot Chicken Season 10?
Just the foliage.
You're the foliage guy.
I'm the foliage guy. Yeah, cool. I made the fuck out of the foliage. I made it so hard, you didn't even know. Anyway, it was fun to work on. It was a really, really great show.
That's exciting. And it's not on Hulu yet, but probably will go there eventually. But
hopefully. It's
season
probably
9
an adult
maybe
swim.
Is on Hulu. Yeah, right.
It's probably adult an Adult Swim. Yeah.
Yeah, we got to go to the premiere. I almost met Ahmed Best, who played Jar Jar Binks.
You were a coward.
I didn't, because I was so
that
scared.
That was the most lit fucking rap party.
I wanted to meet him really bad. I did a rap.
He was so tall. You did not do a rap.
Yeah,
you're
Breckenmeyer told me it was good.
Breckenmeyer's an insane person.
I'm on Twitter, @StopTweeting. That didn't happen, by the way. I didn't meet Brecken either. I'm on Twitter, @StopTweetingMia. Thank you guys so much for listening to the Cynical Cartoons Podcast for another week. As always, I'm your host, Mia Marchant. And I'm here if you need to talk.
Know this, young prince. The skeleton warriors are led by Foul Ben and Doc. It will stop at nothing. Once they were men, but served the force so evil it devoured everything, leaving only their bones. All of your allies have fallen, save Lightstar and his companions, skeleton warriors. They're bad to the bone.
Here's a question for the marketers listening. Want to find that perfect customer beyond the world of scrolling, swiping, and searching? Here's a secret to make sparks fly. Smooth talking with podcast ads. With Acast, you can reach millions of listeners who'll be hanging on your every word. On the train to work, in the gym, or waiting in line for coffee. Start up the conversation with podcast listeners anywhere and everywhere. And they're looking for love. 60% of listeners have a higher trust in brands they've met on podcasts compared to social. Get closer to your audience. Make podcast ads with Acast. Head to go.acast.com/closer to get started.